Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It's never happened in our nation's history. A congressional committee has recommended that a former president, Donald Trump, be criminally prosecuted. Details from CBS News reporter Deborah Alfarone.
The bipartisan group of lawmakers recommended four charges: obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to make a false statement, and incite, assist, or aid or comfort an insurrection.
He chose to try to stay in office through a multi-part scheme to overturn the results and block the transfer of power.
The panel says its final report is a roadmap to justice.
It could be especially cold in Texas over the next week, says CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We're talking about sub-freezing temperatures in Texas with wind chills far below that. In fact, our high temperature as we go into the day on Thursday in some places in the Texas panhandle might be as low as a single digit. By the time we get to Friday, your high temperatures in a place like Austin will only be 29. Same for Houston.
That same winter storm could produce blizzards in the Midwest and the Great Lakes regions. New York City is one of the country's top holiday destinations, but it was harder than usual to get around on Monday because some Uber drivers had been on a 24-hour strike. They're unhappy that the company blocked pay raises they were set to receive this month. More from CBS's Matt Piper.
Uber argues that enacting those raises would cost the company $23 million per month. This man is a yellow cab driver.
Just for one day or 2 days, if they stick together, they will force the company to give them their fair share, because Uber survived from New York City.
The Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte has apologized on behalf of the Dutch state for the role it played in slavery and the slave trade over 250 years. He called it a crime against humanity. The apology comes out almost 150 years after the end of slavery in the country's colonies in South America, Indonesia, and the Caribbean islands. A decision may come Tuesday on whether to release former President Trump's tax returns. The House Ways and Means Committee will decide the fate of the documents it obtained last month after years of fights in the courts. Trump was the first presidential candidate in decades who didn't release his tax returns. And Russian President Vladimir Putin was in Belarus on Monday. He said he and the president of Belarus discussed forming a single defense space. Belarus provided Russian troops with a launching pad for the invasion of Ukraine. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life,
A silent night, a star above, a blessed gift of hope and love. May this be a Christmas for you and yours from Mia's. Bring in any non-perishables all month long and receive a voucher for Mia's on Clinton Street, delicious home-style Italian. Magellan's, best pizza and craft beers in town, 54 of them on tap. Art and Framing 123 in downtown Waukesha. Come in and meet Dan, the Friday Night Live artist. And Mary Jane's, all things hemp.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUK.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. In an hour or so, the January 6th committee is going to be getting together, and we will find out the fate and future of Donald Trump. I'm guessing the way this is going to play out is that they're going to read charges against people that they are thinking of referring, and then they'll hold a public vote on those charges, maybe after discussion. But that's just a guess. I don't have any inside information here. We will carry it live here, so no need to go anywhere else. And it may not run the entire 2 hours, the second and third hour of our program. They also have said that it's going to be a shorter than normal meeting, but, you know, who knows? If they end early, I'll jump back in and we can have a conversation about it. We'll open the phone. I mean, our phone lines are open right now, but, you know, we'll keep them open and we can do that. I also want to get into this question. Should a handful of billionaires own more wealth than the bottom 50% of all Americans? How new car repossession and fascism get together or go together? And also, the Republican Party wants you to believe that a woke army is coming for America rather than white supremacists. Seriously. And it is just a very, very, very strange time here in America. So to begin with, my daily rant over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Should a Handful of Billionaires Own More Wealth Than the Bottom 50% of All Americans? And I start out by pointing out that Senators Josh Hawley and Marco Rubio have endorsed and blessed and apparently play a role with a new think tank that is going to be trying to change the Republican Party's messaging. They say, we want to think differently. This is a quote. Think differently about labor versus capital than Republicans have in recent generations. Now, they come right out and say the reason that they're doing this is because of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump won the White House in 2016, and he won it on a series of promises. He said that he was going to bring our jobs home from China. He said he was going to empower labor unions. He said he was going to raise taxes on the rich so high that my friends won't ever talk to me again. And he was going to give every American full health insurance that costs less than Obamacare. I mean, these were all lies, but these were the lies that helped him win the White House. So the Republican Party is thinking, or at least this think tank apparently is thinking, hey, if Trump can do it, so can we. Well, Rubio and Hawley are clearly thinking this, which raises an interesting question. Why do nations create and sustain economies? Is the economy here to serve average Americans, or are working class people here to serve those who own and control the economy? Now, throughout history, we've had two answers to that question. Yeah, just dealing with recent history, starting in 1901, progressive Republican President Teddy Roosevelt said, no, the economy is here to serve average people. And what came out of that was the Tillman Act in 1907 that made it a federal crime for any corporation to give any money or any support of any kind to any candidate for federal office. The graduated progressive income tax, which was passed in 1913. Now by this time, Taft was president, but I believe. Maybe it was Wilson. I'd have to go back and look. But in any case, this was something that was proposed by Teddy Roosevelt. It took a constitutional amendment to do it, and the same thing, with the third one here. The same thing with the estate tax. And, you know, these three pieces of legislation essentially started building the American middle class after 1900. And the middle class grew fairly rapidly until 1920 when Warren Harding came in. Then things changed, the Republican president, on a platform of dropping that top income tax rate from 91%, which is where it was post-World War I. All the way down to 25%, which he did, and he also deregulated the banks, and this kicked off the so-called Roaring Twenties, when really, really rich people got really, really richer, and average working people became the working poor. And as F. Scott Fitzgerald chronicled this in The Great Gatsby, for example. So that produced the Republican Great Depression. And then in the 1930s, of course, FDR got us out of it and came back with the answer, no, the economy is here to serve working people. See, Harding has said, no, working people are here to serve the economy. So, you know, FDR comes in and says, no, the economy is here to serve working people. And sure enough, right up until 1980, we saw the wages and wealth of working people, the mid quintile, poor people, the bottom 20%, and the top 20%, and rich people, the top 20%, all increasing at identical rates right up until 1980. And then in 1980, boom, Reagan drops the top income tax rate from 74% down to 25%, drops the corporate tax rate from 50% down to 25%. And all of a sudden, the rich start getting richer and the poor start getting poorer. And the average working person, it just flatlines for the next 41 years till right now. This issue of why do we have an economy, who benefits from it, is something that has been a topic of debate in politics forever. I mean, you remember Honoré de Balzac said, every great fortune starts with a great crime. Well, Adam Smith, he's famous for his book Wealth of Nations, which was published in 1776. But in 1759, he published a book called The Theory of Moral Sentiments, which asked this question. Why do we have economies? Why do we have governments, for that matter? Is it to serve the rich, or is it to serve everybody else and the rich? And in Theory of Moral Sentiments, and I quote from it at some length, I'm not going to read it to you, but I quote from it at some length at HartmanReport.com today, where basically Adam Smith said, you know, the instinct of the majority of people is always to do what's right, to help other people, to help the less fortunate, you know, to be there for each other. Unfortunately, there's always a small slice of our population who are willing to basically rip off everybody in order to make themselves rich. And Smith, in fact, here is an actual quote. This is from Theory of Moral Sentiments. He says, how selfish soever man may be supposed, there are evidently some principles in his nature which interest him in the fortune of others and render their happiness necessary to him, though he derives nothing from it except the pleasure of seeing it. Then he goes on to say this, and then he talks about, but the problem is these rich people. And he says, this disposition to admire and almost to worship the rich and the powerful, and to despise or at least to neglect persons of poor and mean condition, is at the same time the great and most universal cause of the corruption of our moral sentiments. Our moral sentiments. And this, of course, is what Harry Truman talked about. Sean, I'm going to play a clip here out of my computer. This is what Harry Truman talked about back in 1952. This was March 29, 1952. Harry Truman brings up this issue of morality in government that Adam Smith wrote about in 1859 and that many of the founders of this country quoted from Adam Smith during, you know, numerous letters at the Constitutional Convention. So here's Harry Truman talking about it.
Now I want to say something very important to you about this issue of morality in government. It is just as immoral to use the lawmaking power of the government to enrich the few at the expense of the many as it is to steal money from the public treasury. That is stealing money from the public treasury. Legislation that favored the greed of monopoly and the trickery of Wall Street was a form of corruption that did the country four times as much harm as Teapot Dome ever did. Private selfish interests are always trying to corrupt the government in this way. Powerful financial groups are always trying to get favors for themselves. Now, the Democratic administration has been fighting against these efforts to corrupt the powers of government. We haven't always won, but we have never surrendered, and we never will.
He continues.
And where have the Republicans been in this fight for morality in government?
This is 1952.
Do they come out and vote with us to keep the special interests from robbing the public? Not at all. Most of them are on the other side. The same thing when you come to the question of the conduct of government officials. The Republicans make a great whoop and holler about the honesty of federal employees, but they are usually the first to show up in a government office asking for special favors for private interests and in raising Cain if they don't get them.
There you go.
These Republican gentlemen can't have it both ways. They can't be for morality on Tuesday and Thursday and then be for special privileges for their clients on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
President Harry Truman, March 29, 1952. Here we are. 70 years later, exactly 70 years later, and it's the exact same battle. But, you know, I'm actually fairly optimistic right now. I think that people are waking up in this country. I really do. I mean, all the signs I see tell me that people are waking up to this. And in fact, I think the Republican Party has figured this out, and this is why Josh Hawley and Marco Rubio are, you know, hopping in with this new think tank to try to reinvent Republican messaging to be, we're for the average working person. Right.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You think the GOP is going to get away with reinventing themselves? Or what if they actually did? I mean, might that actually be a good thing? I don't know. What do you think?
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The last hours of ancient sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. The holidays are here, and Louise and I are savoring every moment with the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to our door so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host a holiday meal or simply add some seasonal flavor to our weeknight dinner routine with their festive eats recipes and quick and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfast to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Kids love getting in on the cooking action, too, and because all the quality ingredients arrive pre-portioned, it's easy enough for them to help. Plus, with over 35 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try and love. The Frijoles Fresca Bowls with scallion, rice, radishes, and pure jack was one of our favorite dishes. It took less than 30 minutes for us to make this yummy meal. Sign up today at HelloFresh.com/Tom18 and use that code THOM18, and you'll get 18 free meals plus free shipping. That's code Tom18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Tom18. And welcome back. Boy, a lot to talk about today. Should car repossession and fascism go together? Well, yeah, I think so. We are seeing, we are sliding now into a recession, whether it's going to be a serious recession or whether it's going to be a weak recession. On the one hand, it's hard to predict because you just never know for sure. On the other hand, I think it's fairly easy to predict because if you look at a chart over the last 60 years or so of every time the Fed has raised interest rates more than 2 points, you find that it throws the nation into recession over the next year or so, every single time. And, you know, here we are. And they just raised interest rates another half a point. And by the way, inflation right now is running below 3% over the last 5 months. Now, here's the thing. They do statistics based on 12 months. And if you go back 12 months, inflation was running at 11%. But right now it's running below 3%, and it has for 5 months. which it says to me that the Fed made a huge mistake in raising interest rates last week, as they did, and that it is going to throw us into recession. And here's one of the early indicators of this. The number of people behind, this is Shannon Pettypiece writing over at NBC News, the number of people behind in their car payments has been approaching pandemic levels. And for the lowest income consumers, the rate of loan defaults is now exceeding where it was in 2019. This is from the ratings agency Fitch. And she notes the trend is only going to continue into next year, with economists expecting unemployment to rise and household savings set to dwindle. And then they get to the part that's just nuts. I mean, the average monthly payment for a new car is up 26% in the last 3 years, since 2019, to $718 a month. Nearly one in six new car buyers is spending more than $1,000 a month on vehicles. That's just breathtaking. And then on top of that, you've got insurance, gas, repairs. I mean, at some point, you know, we just say enough already. No. You know, my car is, what, 5 years old, 6 years old now? And it runs perfect. It's like, why would I do anything other than just keep my car? Anyway, I had an old Nissan years ago, a Nissan Sentra, I think it was, that when I gave it to my son, had 130,000 miles on it. He drove it to 200,000 miles. Anyway, so we've got that. And, the problem, I think, is that an economic crisis, which I think we're going to be sliding into next year, is always something that the right wing uses to gain power. Always. Now, we haven't had a recession that began under a Democratic president, I think maybe one in the last 60 or 70 years. I'd have to ask Larry, our numbers guy from Los Angeles. He knows this right off the top of his head. But basically, with one possible exception, every recession that we've had started during a Republican administration. But, you know, this might be the exception. And if it is, and, you know, get ready, you know, buckle up. Because, the Republicans are going to be using this in every single way they possibly can. The Republicans also want you to think that a woke army is coming for us instead of white supremacists. That's an incredible story. I'll share that with you on the other side of the break, and then I'll pick up your calls. It's, of course, Anything Goes Holidays. And in about a half hour, we'll have the Senate or the House Select Committee.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
On January 6th, the committee on January 6th will carry that live in about an hour, or about a half hour. Stick around.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The January 6th committee has referred charges against former President Trump to the Justice Department. Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
In addition to being unlawful, as described in our report, this was an utter moral failure and a clear dereliction of duty.
The committee will issue a report on its 18-month-long investigation on Wednesday. Wicked cold temperatures in the West, says CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We have a wind chill watch in effect in Colorado on Wednesday evening straight through Thursday that will see temperatures with feels-like numbers down as low as negative 50.
Monday was expected to be the busiest travel day of the season at the nation's airports. 9-year-old Edwin Rodriguez was flying out of Charlotte.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year, and always get here early because there's always long lines.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for a Christmas carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my 2 kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aciaretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Welcome back. Got a lot to talk about here.
Oh, I want to share this story with you real quick, and then I'll pick up your phone calls. 10 symptoms of woke mind virus. This is a meme that's traveling all over the internet. You know, you read books, you don't burn them. You embrace science. You're willing to change your mind when new information becomes available. You understand that most issues aren't black and white. You believe in true equality for all people. You like to share. You embrace cooperation. You respect other people's rights. You believe culture and the arts have value. You care for the planet and all of its life. Yeah. Well, according to Andy Biggs, one of the guys who was one of the leaders of the, apparently, of the insurrection, the attempted coup against our government, Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs, he testified, Jamie Raskin's House Committee on Oversight and Reform was looking into far-right violence and hate in the United States. And Biggs is on the committee, and so he comes out and he says, it's the woke army that is coming for us. In fact, his one guest was somebody from the Independent Women's Network. They used to, remember Carrie Lucas? We used to get her on all the time and debate her. They don't want to come on and debate me anymore, I guess. They had a witness from her, and she said, quote, "The woke army unleashes a new racism on kids." She said that on Twitter. She specializes in so-called parental rights. In other words, don't say gay in schools. And she said, "This is an ideology that I call the woke army. It is an ideology of activists who are going through America's school district and our communities, and what they are doing is a threat to democracy. What's the greatest threat that our children face today? It's the learning loss that has happened in our school districts." And then Biggs comes out and says, both the Buffalo shooter, the guy who shot all those black people in the supermarket, And Paul DePape, the guy who, or whatever his first name is, DePape, the guy who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer, Paul Pelosi, were both leftists. Well, yeah, they both were at one point, but they weren't when they committed their crimes. They were fully, fully into QAnon and right-wing conspiracy theory and the whole weird thing. So anyhow, picking up your phone calls, Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. There's one more reason why we in the audience love your show, love you and your crew, to find out that your moderators are volunteers. That speaks volumes about you as well as them. So we thank you for all of your service. You make us feel really good.
Well, thank you. It's kind of an indication that this show is not the money machine that some people think it is. But, you know, we're doing okay. We're doing okay. But, you know, it's not like if we're on 1,500 radio stations. We're only on a few. We're doing okay. And
look,
we're happy
this
for
way.
It.
The Republicans and conservatives, what do they got to offer? And they get plenty of commercial money,
yeah.
And they pale in comparison. They actually lie. They're lazy. They're welfare queens, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, there you go. So is that what you call about, Pearson?
In answer to your, question earlier, your question about can we, I'm paraphrasing, can we trust Republicans who talk working-class economic populists on the campaign trail? And my answer is no.
Right.
Any politician from any party who receives corporate, dark, PAC money, is automatically suspect. And when you think about it, why should I vote for a Republican who suddenly is talking populist to me when the most recent example, Donald Trump talked that way, and Bernie was actually a person like that.
Yeah.
And Democrats, as much as you can say about the centrist part of the party, they still overall produce legislation that is what people need. They just don't go the additional step of challenging the Republican Party for decades to the point that the other party becomes criminal. So there's that, and I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, very, very well said, Pearson. Thank you very much. And
have a good day, and happy holidays to everybody. Safe holidays to you.
Thank you.
And start safe in the year.
Thank you. Back at you. I appreciate it. Danny in St. Joseph, Missouri. Hey, Danny, what's on your mind today?
You, Tom. I watch you every day, as I do the lineup and have for many years. Ongoing supporter, I urge everyone to at least try it, because they'll find that the little bit of money that they give helps out and will enrich their lives by watching you.
Oh, you're talking about Free Speech TV here. Yeah, that's a great organization, and they carry our show, and we're very grateful for it.
And you as well, Tom.
Yeah.
You're the great teacher. I love your people that you have come in and set. when you're gone with the
thank you. You're embarrassing me, just, Danny. What did you call about?
I can't help it.
What'd you call about?
Really, just to tell you, thank you for what you do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much,
my
Dan.
Life a lot better. I've been with Bernie since he ran, and we watched him every week on your show.
Yeah.
And so I'll be with you, continuing to support, and I hope that all that are listening will just try continuing support.
Great.
Just whatever they can give,
there
do
you
it.
Go. Danny,
I'm not
thank
a
you.
Rich man. I'm a poor man, but
yeah.
do it.
Danny,
it'll
thank you. Thank
life.
You very much for your call and for your kind words. I do appreciate it. I am uncomfortable. I remember, you know, I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh back in the day, driving to work when I lived in Atlanta, in fact. And, you know, he loved it when people would call up and fawn all over him and tell him how wonderful he was. For me, it just makes me very, very uncomfortable. I'm sorry. We're wired differently. But, you know, I appreciate the sentiment, but no need for anybody else to call in and say the same thing. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, you know, you can't be the party of the working people if you want to cut Social Security, which is all about working people, their retirement, if they get hurt on the job, you know, backup for their family if the spouse dies. So this is an issue the Democrats should say you can't be for working people if you want to cut Social Security and get out in front of this.
Well, Republicans also, you know, want to keep the minimum wage at $7.25 an hour. They in 12 states they to this day continue to refuse to expand Medicaid, which is, you know, in the Medicaid expansion is in those 12 states, you know, genuinely hardcore poor people already have access to Medicaid, but the group that they're refusing to give it to are the people who make more than $3,000 or $4,000 a year and less than $12,000 or $13,000 a year. In other words, the working poor. And that's, and Republicans are refusing to give those people health insurance in these 12 states, all Republican-controlled states. I just don't, you know, it boggles my mind that they think they can get away with this, and yet Donald Trump did get away with it in 2016. And frankly, I think that the margin of difference between his winning in 2016 and his losing in 2020 was caused by that slice of swing voters, independent voters, probably even some Republican voters, who voted for him because he had made all those populist promises that he was going to give everybody health insurance, 100% of Americans, and it's going to be cheaper than Obamacare, and it's going to be, you know, free for poor people, and that he was going to raise taxes on rich people so hard it would give him a nosebleed and his friends would refuse to talk to him, and that he was going to bring all our jobs back from China and all those other countries that Reagan and every president since him sent them off to, and they were all lies. Right. And I think people figure that out. And that's why, you know, Joe Biden is president right now instead of Donald Trump. But the Republicans think they can bottle this stuff. They can bottle this lightning. And I just don't think it's going to work, Mark.
You know, Tom, another thing is they also brought us right to work, the Republicans.
Yeah. Right to work for less.
Serious about it. Yeah. Why don't they end that? Put a bill up there and see what they do with that.
Yeah, I would love to see Josh Hawley and Marco Rubio sponsor legislation to take down Taft-Hartley, the Taft-Hartley legislation that Harry Truman vetoed, and they passed it over his veto, I mean, which is just nuts. Mark, thank you for the call. Sarah in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Sarah, what's on your mind today?
I'm calling them behind enemy lines, but...
in Texas. Yeah, I get it.
Yes, I know. But the thing is, you know, I heard the clip from, I think it was Eisenhower or Truman.
That was Truman, Harry Truman.
Okay, Truman. And the thing that bothers me, it just seems like everybody that's on Capitol Hill, or they're all wealthy. And it's easy to be wealthy and try to do the right thing or wrong thing. But, you know, it just doesn't seem to talk about our voices because we're not being heard. I mean, you know, you talk about, well, not you, Tom, because you're great, but talking about, you know, our voices aren't heard. We are the massive poor, and I'm middle class, so I'm not, but I have children that are, we support because, and they're in their 30s. Mm. But yeah, it's just hard to try to explain to them how it used to be. I'm going towards 60. Don't tell anybody, but I'm like 1 year away. But, yeah, it's hard to explain to them how it used to be, and they don't, and we talk about awakeness, and they're like, Mom, I got to work. I can't deal with these things. So what say you?
Yeah, no, I completely agree, Sarah, and I think the point of the loss of memory, I mean, this is, you know, that old saying, that, you know, when the last man who remembers the horrors of the last great war dies, the next great war becomes inevitable. You know, when the last person who remembers how the economy used to be dies, you know, the memory of that is lost to the country, and everybody thinks that what's going on right now is normal. And, you know, what was normal?
It's not.
Yeah, what was normal 50, 60 years ago, or even 40 years ago, before Reaganism really, you know, took a bite out of the American middle class,
mm-hmm.
was that working people with one worker in the family, now it takes two to maintain the same level of lifestyle as it did, you know, 50 years ago. Yeah, exactly. That with one worker in the family, you could raise your family, you could raise your kids, you could put them through college, you could have a vacation every year, you could buy a new car every couple of years. I mean, that was literally my dad's story, and he worked in a tool and die shop. And that's just gone. I mean, you know, for most Americans, it's just gone. And it's gone as a result of what, you know, I call neoliberalism, what most people call Reaganism. And the good news is that Joe Biden is, yeah, there you go. Joe Biden is repudiating that, and the Democratic Party in increasing numbers. I mean, look at all the backlash that Kyrsten Sinema is getting right now for fighting to protect the tax loophole for hedge fund owners.
Yeah.
You know, the multi-billion dollar loophole for hedge fund managers. So I think that's... These are all really good signs, frankly. They're indicators that people are waking up, that America is becoming more progressive, that 40-year rough patch might be over. Mm-hmm. Now, if we can just avoid a depression and a war, we'll be in good shape. Sarah, I got to run, but thank you for the call.
Fingers.
There you go. And thanks for the information.
Fingers.
There you go. Thank you. We'll be right back. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with your calls on the other side of this. It's 46 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman program, the place where despair is not an option.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. The holidays are here, and Louise and I are savoring every moment with the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to our door so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host a holiday meal or simply add some seasonal flavor to our weeknight dinner routine with their festive eats recipes and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at the HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfasts to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Kids love getting in on the cooking action, too, and because all the quality ingredients arrive pre-portioned, it's easy enough for them to help. Plus, with over 35 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try and love. The Frijoles Fresca Bowls with scallion, rice, radishes, and pear jack was one of our favorite dishes. It took less than 20 minutes for us to make this yummy meal. Sign up today at HelloFresh.com/Tom18, T-H-O-M-1-8. And use that code Tom18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping. That's code Tom18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Tom18. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ann in Seattle. Hey, Ann, what's up?
Thank you for all you do, Tom. But one of the things I keep thinking about is that labeling woke or labeling racism or labeling whatever the labels are, hides the fact that this is class warfare that the Republicans are waging on us. I heard the phrase used a little bit a few years ago, but then it just sort of vanished. But since debt has become our medium of exchange, you know, every transaction is taxed, interest and fees, and those who can least afford it are taxed the highest, which is keeping the poor and the rich wealthy. Yep. We can't control our monetary policy anymore because controlling the monetary supply is impossible. The banks just sell off their assets or their loans and increase their supply of cash to make more loans. And we no longer sell products and goods and services. We sell loans. If you've ever bought a car or pretty much anything now, they want a stream of payments that they can sell on the secondary market.
That's right.
And the other thing is, credit scoring used to be illegal. It could only be used if it was validated on a regular basis. So maybe one of the solutions is we get rid of credit scoring and or make all of the credit reporting agencies financially liable for their errors.
I completely agree with you. And also, you know, prior to the Reagan administration, credit card interest and interest on other debts was just as deductible as home mortgage interest was. And Reagan did away with that, too, which was another big, you know, middle finger to the middle class and an embrace of the very wealthy who were able to loan that money out. And thank you. Very, 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 very well said. Happy holidays to you and your family. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah. So with the January 6th hearings coming to a close, with the new 118th Congress coming in, and the question still, would it be good for the country to indict Donald Trump? The Republicans have given us the answer, and the answer is yes. That's, in fact, it's necessary, because what they have said is that the January 6th hearings were not fair because there was no cross-examination. Okay, so this just tells you that they think you don't have cross-examination if there's not an allegation and a trial and a trier of fact, a jury. Mm-hmm. There's no point to having. So what they think is that the evidence that was set forth is so compelling and implicating somebody, at least, to be indicted, that it requires that charges be filed so that we can have cross-examination of some evidence. Because remember what Robert Mueller said in the Mueller report? He says, I can't recommend prosecution or any indictment if we can't put the suspect on trial. Remember that was what he said, is you can't try a sitting president. So what we can do, it just sort of hit me listening to them say that there was no cross-examination. I think what they really wanted was you can't obstruct and go irrelevant. Because they have cross-examination, there's certain things you can do in cross that you can't do in direct, or that you can do in cross and can't do, and there has to be an adjudicator or somebody to decide what is relevant in cross-examination, so that you can't just go off on, what about Black Lives Matter and all that stuff? So what they really want, the evidence has been compelling enough that they think that, yeah, we should have a trial.
Yeah, what they want was Jim Jordan on the committee, because, you know, what they're arguably saying is there were no Republicans questioning these witnesses or cross-examining these witnesses, and there were two Republicans on the committee. They just were not acting essentially for the defense, as it were. So,
but there's no defense. That's the point. You don't have cross-examination in a grand jury hearing. And if you want to look at it at this, I mean, this was an evidentiary hearing. Mm. And if you want to look at it as a grand jury hearing, they're saying, yes, there's enough evidence to take the issue to trial.
By raising the issue of cross-examination, they're implicating the necessity of a trial. That's your argument.
By saying that needs to be cross-examined, they're saying that there is evidence to indict somebody.
Yeah.
And there's no defense, right? You don't have a defense where none is needed. No one's been accused.
Yeah.
There's no allegation being made.
Yeah.
And when there is an allegation being made, then whatever witnesses, see what they should be applauding this, because whatever witnesses are called from the January 6th
Paul,
hearing.
I'm sorry, we're out of time, but I completely agree with you, and the hearings will probably be up next, right after this break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Happy holidays. It's the season for giving, but you've already given enough to your internet service provider if you haven't been using ExpressVPN every time you go online this year. And I'm not just talking about the enormous internet bill you pay every month. Every time you go online without ExpressVPN, your provider, like AT&T or Verizon, can see and log every single website that you visit. And yes, that includes all the sites you visit in incognito mode. On top of overcharging you, they're also legally allowed to sell all your browsing activity to third-party advertisers for massive profits. That's why I always go online with ExpressVPN. The app encrypts and reroutes 100% of my network data through their secure servers, so my provider can't see a thing. And it couldn't be easier to use either. So take back your internet privacy today, like I have over the last decade, with the VPN rated number one by TechRadar and Mashable. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom and get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. ExpressVPN.com.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.